What's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
We have us a guest here.
We do have a guest, and he's not a girl.
So from
hey.
Yes. And this is Chris Wagner. He's joining us from Mixed Media Podcast.
Yay.
And we've been trying to get him on forever, right?
Yeah,
right.
Cross promotion.
Cross promotion. That's what we're doing.
Welcome to From the Hip.
Well, thank you.
Yes, welcome. Now, we do shoot quick. So
yeah, we got to shoot quick because he's on the schedule.
You
too,
ready
so
for us?
Hurry it up.
You ready?
I'll do my best.
All right.
Empire
News. Okay. Empire is doing a full day marathon on September 7th on Fox's sister network, FX.
Really?
So if you want to, like, remember how we had
time
to wait?
To catch up.
We had to wait for a week, for
yes.
7 days.
Yes, yes.
To get to the next, oh my God, moment.
So that they can watch them straight through.
But these
through.
People just watch them straight through.
That's the glory of the binge watch.
See, you know what I mean?
DVR, that's so I can four past commercials.
She's got a DVR it anyway.
And we know Empire's come back September 23rd.
September 23rd.
And they are teasing the mess out of it. Go Fox,
and
yes.
And the DVD is coming out like a week before that, like the 16th. Or something, because they want to make sure you're able to binge watch on your own.
Oh, yes.
And not be tied to FX.
All those
right. Well, let me get the have and have nots. Do you have any more Empire?
Well, you know, Eileen Chaykin, who's a showrunner, she was, she also ran The L Word. She talked about lessons they learned from the first season. And I was really happy to hear her say that they've learned not to just keep giving me whiplash. Quit going from moment to moment and let a story gestate a little. And so what they're going to do now is, like, stay sometimes in the character a little much.
Well, wait a minute. We need to be careful with that. We need to be careful with that. Remember that last season of Have and Have Not?
I know.
We stayed on that girl's death for a whole season.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Wait for them to bury her.
That girl's body was up in that room for 2 weeks.
I'm like,
smelly.
They had all of three outfit changes for the whole season. Like, what the world is going on, Tyler Perry?
You just got to drop in and watch Have and Have Nots one time, and you know what we're talking about.
I'm learning things already.
Yes, Tyler Perry's the Have and Have Nots.
And since we're talking about the Have and Have Nots, we're done with Empire.
We're done with Empire.
I know you are not into Have and Have Nots anymore. It's Tyler Perry's show. Comes on Tuesdays. It's hot right now.
See? I'm coming back, though. I'm coming back.
Wyatt got raped.
Oh, see? I'm coming back.
He went to prison. He got raped. He's out now. Veronica served her husband with divorce papers.
Veronica actually interviewed her when she came to Dallas for something.
You sure did.
Yeah.
What's her real name?
She was fine.
I'm still thinking about Wyatt.
Poor, and his daddy put him in there to teach him a lesson. He didn't realize he was going to get raped, though.
Now, you know, once you're in a soap opera, your name is not your name. You're just Veronica.
I know, really, right?
Right?
Okay.
But
well,
she's a FAMU alum. That's where I went to school, so we call her family.
Girl, I'm loving that hair color.
Thank you.
It is hot.
Thank you.
Don got her hair dyed.
Yeah. It's called,
what's the color?
It's called Brick House.
Oh, that's your theme song
I
now.
I named it because I'm
she's
a brick. Woo.
House. Oh. Give me some Commodore. Okay.
We need you to do the Mighty Mighty.
No, it's looking
see,
good.
He got it.
Under the lights, it's popping. I mean.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Well, I might get tempted to get out there and get me
should.
Some dye of
you
some
should.
Type. Let's talk about the Carmichaels, though.
Speaking of dye.
What?
Because that crazy wig old girl had on. What's her name?
Who?
You know, Loretta Devine, the one who I said should play me in my life story after I get a little older.
I can see that.
See? Chris can see that?
Okay, yes.
And he's the culture critic. He would know.
He would know.
What'd you think?
Now, I love Loretta Devine, and you know that.
Yes,
and what's the
I
other
do
dude?
Her David
husband.
Alan Grier.
I love him, too. I've seen him on the stage doing comedy.
Living Color.
Yeah.
I felt they did a good job, but those other two actors, who are they? It's the male and the female?
Gerard Carmichael. It's his show.
Oh, God bless him. He needs some glasses. Oops.
It's his
sorry,
show.
Sorry, Gerard, honey. But
he's the franchise.
Right.
He's
the franchise
okay,
player.
It was
everybody can go
my daughter, the first 5 minutes, was like, Mom, why are we watching this? It was bad because they started with him, this Carmichael guy. He needs some acting lessons. I am so sorry, Mr. Carmichael. I know you're trying.
He doesn't have he's as Donald Trump would say, he's a low energy person.
No, something needs to happen. The
too.
Lines
yeah.
were forced. It was
yeah.
just it was just not natural.
I used to get it. I don't know what changed.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Was it natural? The lines were forced. But when Loretta Devine
when
came, when it
went
picked
to
up,
the house,
it picked
when
up.
When he went to the house with the ensemble, it picked up.
They could cut. They can cut him out altogether and just get to Loretta Devine.
But it's his show.
Well, we'll see what happens.
But
I watched both
I
parts.
Did,
so.
I did like the fact that they really talked about societal issues with a veil of humor.
Yeah.
Like she's like my favorite line. She's like, oh, I miss inequality. I love to protest. And I'm like, yeah, I can get with that.
She's not a good actor either. No. Loretta Devine is the other girl.
The other girl.
I'm going to try one more time because I like
Come
you.
Come on now. Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
All right, what else we talking about?
Give it
about?
Time. Okay, Dr. Dre, you saw Straight Outta Compton.
I did.
Oh, yes.
And you talked to Cube, didn't you?
I talked to Cube.
Okay. Dr. Dre apologized.
Oh, wow. He talked to Cube.
Really?
A bunch of times, yeah.
Yeah. That, he was my, he's like the top of my favorite concert list I ever went to. It was Auditorium Shores in Austin. He's just awesome
he's
in concert.
Always good life.
Yeah, always. Dr. Dre apologized for, he never said he beat
for
up women.
For all the women he hurt.
Right, for all the women he hurt.
Yes, plural.
Yes. I'm like, so how many women did you backhand? What's going on here?
Who knows?
Exactly.
The number has got to be up there. And we know of three who have come
right.
forward.
Right. So is this going to be a Bill Cosby situation where it's going to be like they keep coming and they keep
And I know people were upset because they didn't portray that in the movie.
Yeah, well, he was a producer, so there's no way
they weren't going to do that.
In the movie.
No.
I thought it was nice that Dee Barnes actually accepted his apology.
She did accept the apology.
Which I thought was very classy.
And I liked how she accepted it, too, because it was classy to do it, but she also said, you know, this issue is bigger than hip-hop. She called attention to the issue.
Yeah, she said it doesn't matter why he's apologizing to, even if it is for his
Apple.
Own purposes or for Apple, he apologized.
Can't you just see the Apple PR office going DEFCON 1?
Yeah.
They put out a statement.
There was certainly some calculation behind the apology.
Like, Dre, you need to fix this up and fix this up quick.
Right,
because
right.
somebody else is coming out with some headphones. I can't remember. It's somebody who lives in Dallas who's coming out with some headphones, and their slogan is actually better than Beats.
Really?
And which reminds me, that gives Beats a whole...
I hear Beats aren't that good.
I hear that, too.
They're so expensive,
They're so expensive. And my thing is, you know, now we know why it's called Beats by Dre.
Oh!
But I'm done.
You know that's wrong. You take that back
that's
right
why.
Now.
Okay, I take
you got
it back.
To take that back right now.
That's why
Mr.
She
Dre.
Makes big bucks.
Mr. Dre, I mean Dr. Dre. Don did not mean that.
Oops, upside
down.
Don't
go firing up no Twitter message or nothing. And she didn't mean it.
I ain't forgot about Dre. Everybody
you can start going up. You go up to Trump.
Nowadays,
and everybody,
everybody talks, but they got something to say.
Right.
Nothing comes out.
When
they move their lips. Bunch of gibberish.
Man, like they forget about Trump.
Yeah, I can't say that.
I know.
Part.
Well, last week you were on Mr. Trump.
I know. Speaking of Trump.
Well, he came out and he didn't upset the Asians.
Why is he offending everyone?
Well,
he's offensive.
Because he's offensive.
He is. But he says it was on his mind. We got to give him credit for that. Maybe not.
But look, his mind is a vast wasteland.
Mr. Trump is on Twitter right now, trying to find your Twitter address.
The reason I'm
Don Burke.
Right.
At
I like her. Right. She says what she means.
She says what she means. Because that's what I think. I think he would admire someone like me who just shoots, you know, from the hip
he
and just lets
you.
Him know. I mean, think about it. That hair on his head, I think it's that holding his brains.
Well, you know what's real? He had some lady come on stage and she got to put her hand through it.
When you have as much money as he has, he got a lace front.
Is it real?
It can't be real.
No, he flipped it. It's a big long thing that flips around, but he was able to flip it up and clip it back.
It's a comb over.
Yeah, but it is attached to his head.
It's a weave.
Right, it's a weave.
Mr. Trump, I didn't say anything.
And it's a weave that looks like he went across the railroad tracks and got somebody to do a drive-by weave.
You haven't stopped it.
Say it. When you got money like that, you can go to Jose Ebert or somebody, get a sew-in.
That is not
saying.
A sew-in. It's just a long piece of hair wrapped around. Let's call it what it is.
Sequel to Good Hair.
Right.
Chris Rock is calling him right now.
Chris Rock is doing investigative journalism on Donald Trump's hair.
Oh, wow.
Where did it come from?
I know. So, okay.
He's so wrong.
Now, speaking of someone I love, near and dear to my heart, a lot of people didn't like him as president, but tell me someone who has done more after their presidency than Jimmy Carter.
Yes, yes.
Talk about dignity, okay?
Jimmy Carter, yes.
Best ex-president ever.
Best,
not
right.
Even, not even close.
Not even close. This man
not a
is
great
just,
president.
No. But I will say a lot of things that, well, he's from Plains, Georgia. He still teaches Sunday school, and I'm from down that way, so, you know, It's my boy.
Well, he's accepted this cancer diagnosis. Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, if it happens, I'll deal with
he's
it.
He's lived a really good life.
Yeah, he's like 90 something.
Lasting legacy, yeah. Habitat for Humanity, brokering peace treaties. I mean, there's just big ups, Jimmy. And I can't, I've seen the signs. They have signs up that say Jimmy Carter for cancer survivor. Instead of Jimmy Carter for president. It's really cool. They're going up around his hometown.
Okay, we get that 10-minute mark. I know. So we can hit this other stuff here. What else do we have here, Don, that we need to...
Did you see the book club getting kicked off the wine train?
I saw that. You know, I've had a book club for many years.
Girl, they would have kicked me off before I even stepped
They wouldn't have let us in there.
They wouldn't have let us in there.
Another good apology, though. That was actually a good... That was a quality apology.
It was quality.
They said, we totally screwed up.
Right.
We're 100% wrong.
And then they comped them.
Yeah.
That was the best part because I was with them for, this is a wine train. You're supposed to be kind of sedate and quiet
right.
and mannered.
While you're drinking wine.
Right.
But, and hammered.
Right.
Napa Valley.
Right. But the thing is that I think where the company went wrong is to use their photos on Facebook, on social media, as an indicator of, hey, this is wrong. Using them as an example.
Right.
Don't do that on social media.
That's
and
right.
I think they went wrong when they had the police presence there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went wrong pretty much every
step. Yeah. They really did. Every step.
They wrong.
But it's like, I'm with you if enough people complain that you have to remove someone, okay?
Right.
You know, right. I've never been removed myself, but that's called people scared because I'm married to somebody that's big.
You trying to say your husband's scary?
He's nice, though.
He's very nice.
Gentle
John.
He's a
nice.
Kind man.
You are also one of his favorite people.
There you go.
But okay, newspaper. We got a lot of good stuff in there.
We sure do. It has been a lot of news. Dallas Morning News. Check us out on dallasnews.com. Download that app. It is nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's been pretty sad with the journalists.
Yeah, with the journalists.
Virginia journalists ambushed, killed by a former journalist at the station.
It's insane.
That really did hit. And to think that he filmed it and then...
Yeah, and he had the gun right there, but when they're in their live shot and the cameraman's got his back to her and she's staying focused on the person she's interviewing and they're trained to do that because people come around them all the time when they're doing live. That's so sad.
People are now getting shot and killed on live television.
Right.
Think about that.
That's the thing that really gets
And then he was tweeting. And
we're not horrified. People watched this over and over again.
The anchor was sitting there.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, we'll let you know what happened when we come back. And then the fact that he took video of this.
And Bryce, he was tweeting it out, like, check out, I just put a video on Facebook. And they got to Twitter and Facebook. They immediately took his accounts down.
All I'm going to tell you, they took a little too long to take the Facebook down.
Well, yeah.
But all I'm going to tell you is that this is another good argument against autoplay. No autoplay. Turn it off. Turn it off. Because it's been shown, science has shown that when we're constantly bombarded by these violent images, that we may not appear to outwardly be harmed by them, but it's harming our psyche.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point in that.
Yeah, and I've seen so much of it. It can be depressing. And
it really can. Especially when you're just looking at all the tweets that come over, you got to kind of put it down.
You have to put it down and walk away and grab one of those books. Chris wrote this great essay about how he's buying books that he can't.
I'll never
ever
have time
read.
To read.
He's never going to read them.
It's an illness.
Right. It's on the FD website. I mean, you got to go read it because I'm in that same boat. It's an issue. And speaking of other essay type things, Diane Jennings and Jen Emily, two of our reporters, they went and did this interactive series about kids who have been locked up in prison, and it's now 40 years later.
Child offenders getting adults.
It's already online.
Basically.
You can go to dallasnews.com and check it out.
Really amazing.
And I know it'll be in the newspaper on Sunday.
Right, on Sunday.
Right.
And it really is amazing looking at the pictures of them before and after. And cheering.
And then they have, they have a quiz, what would you do?
Yeah.
It's like, this kid did this, what would you do?
What would
and
you
then
do
they tell
the
you exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened.
It's going to be a great series. And I sit close to Diane, so I've been hearing this. I feel like I've been part of it.
I feel like I've been part of it,
I know,
too.
Right? So check that out.
They were arguing over one word yesterday. One word, but it's become important.
Every word matters.
I was going to move on to some happy news, but I want to talk too about...
There's happy news? Where?
I don't see it in your write-up here. The little panda cub died. I'm upset about
I'm
that.
I'm going to tell you what's happy.
Tommy's telling us we got to right. go. I got to go get on TV.
He's got to
go.
Right. So I can just drop my mic.
Right, yeah, he's got to go. Thank he's you. Got another. Thank you. What are you doing?
I'm going to the NBC5 spot on No Escape.
Oh, well, okay. There we go. So he's got to go do it.
Owen Wilson. The new Owen Wilson movie.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, and that got good ratings. It was like a B or something today?
I didn't like it very much.
Oh, well.
And I didn't review it.
Okay.
We need to come back and talk about that.
Okay, well,
we are us. This is from the hip.
Okay, well, it sucks.
We control our destiny, Emma. Thank you.
Well, that's all right. Thank you for
joining
us.
We're so glad you came.
I'm not leaving because I'm not having a good time.
Okay. Well, that's what, you know what? Always leave them laughing. That way you can come back.
And you won't be scared to come back. I've never dropped my mic before.
Drop it softly on the papers. There you go.
Wow. You have fun on that show. We just lost our guest.
We
but that's
just lost
okay.
Our
guest, that's okay.
So we're going
to
go.
That's okay. But one last thing I just want to say.
Yeah.
Sam Tasby, he was the lead plaintiff in the Dallas ISD desegregation. That spanned about 32 years, starting in 1970, and he passed away, and they did his funeral last weekend. So Mr. Sam Tasby, he will be missed.
Yeah, he's the reason that all of our kids can join him and go to school together.
Yeah, when his kids could not attend a white school that was close to their home, he went and talked to an attorney and said, "Why? How is this?" And the attorney's like, "Oh my God, this is still going on in Dallas. It's 1970." So they went to court, and Dallas ISD was forced to desegregate the school. So, rest in peace, Mr. Sam
Tasby. Rest in peace.
On that note, all right, girl.
All right, bye.